Well, there were some people up there enjoyed it, though. I really enjoyed that trip.
Yeah.
And last year, we went to headed to Jackson. We stayed there 4 days and 3 nights, and give us $10 a day and all our expenses and fair mileage too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But them people made money up there, man. They had cars coming in there. They'd charge you $10, as much as $10 a car to park in there, you know.
Right.
Ain't no telling how much money they made. I bet you they had 5,000-6,000 cars parked. I don't think they charge $10. They charge so much, and if there's some more, how many people in there, you know.
Yeah.
They made money up there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in Washington, they had everything displayed. They had that Jackson, too, but not like it had up there. They had displayed everything that people made. Some fella brought a truckload of wood there to make it, and some yoles and bows in it, and showed how to make it, you know. They'd make fishnet, they'd make basket, they'd make just anything could be made there, you know. They'd make it there.
Yeah. Huh. Now, can you tell me about your wife, Mr. Sylvester? You said, how old was she when she...
She died on the 3rd day of February, 1965.
Uh-huh.
She was born in the 1st day of April, 1894.
Okay. And you met her, where'd you meet her, can you tell me?
Well, we ran right close by together there. We went too far there, met her. We went to school together.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she died. She died in a heart attack. She died one night. We usually wait just for the news. And one night I was reading the magazine and she was listening at the news, and she had a gown on ready to go to bed, and I was reading about a story about Cassius Clay, you know, that Muhammad Ali there was Cassius Clay, and him and this other nigga had a fight or something about him. I read the whole story. And when I got through, it was so late, we sometimes wouldn't go to bed at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it was after 8, and early 8:30, I guess. I said, you know, I'm getting sleepy. I'm going to go to bed. She said she was, too. So usually we'd talk, but I was reading that all that time, and she was listening at television, and said she got sleepy, too. And we went to bed. We used to say the rosary. We'd say the rosary before we go to bed, you know.
Yeah.
We said the rosary, and we went and lay down, and I wasn't going to bed 30 minutes. Sleep, I mean. When she wake up and called me, she said, get up and do something for her. She had something she never had, and I got up. It wasn't all that cold, but I got up and run and lit the heater, you know, first. And it's in February, but it wasn't all that cold. And then I went to she said her arm was hurting and everything. I called my daughter. She lived just a two-story building back there, and then we lived over there in the section county County Farm Road and then Highway 53. My son had bought that place, and I moved there while I moved my house on this side. And I spent nearly $3,000, put a new roof on it, and put out the back porch, the front porch, and all that. And after she died, I quit. I didn't do nothing anymore. So I called my daughter and told her to call the doctor, and she called the doctor. The doctor said to give her the paragolic if she had some. She called my niece. My nephew lived right across the road. She called her and she said she had some. She come over there, she gave her daughter, by that time my daughter come. And I don't know, they said, well, let's take her to the hospital. We picked her up and brought her down. By the time she got there, she passed away, you know.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's that, yeah. It's one of those things, I tell you, see. Life has never been the same, I know, since that. Nobody knows it, you know. We had